He's gonna be like a superhuman.
I think the baby will have great genetics. It's so, you, Harry.
It's me, yeah. Hey guys, so I'm actually the dad. Are you worried about the kid like seeing any of this stuff?
Absolutely not. Professional porn that's led by agents who are 50-year-old men and they're very manipulative.
Do you think OnlyFans is gonna be around for a while?
I went to prison when I was a juvenile. Why is it funny that I went to prison?
No, I just did not see that coming.
I've done a lot of things, okay?
All right, welcome back, you little sausages. Thank you so much for all the love on the last episode and running it up. We've been going crazy. I think we're almost at 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, which is bizarre. I never thought I'd see the day. But today's episode is a monster episode. is this the first episode you've done since you've been pregnant? Oh, like podcast? Oh, no, you
besides
did your own.
My own podcast, yes.
Oh, well, if you haven't guessed already, it is the amazing Lana Rhodes. She is here. She's in the building. And we have so many questions about her life and the exciting new chapter that is coming. How are you feeling? What's going on with you?
Currently, I'm feeling 10 pounds overweight.
Really? Do you actually feel? Because she just said before that she feels fatter, but I can't see it.
I'm honestly shocked by how quickly your body starts changing. Like, if you look, the button, like, almost doesn't button on my shirt.
I'm trying not to look out of respect.
Jesus.
The dress
that I wore on my Instagram today, yeah. It took a whole army to zip it up because it would not go over my boobs. Nothing
really?
Will fit on them.
So were you preparing for a kid or it kind of just happened?
I was not. So I've always wanted kids.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know, but I was married before they saw me with Mike.
Yeah.
And we were planning on having children together. And we had like a couple miscarriages. And then I decided that I didn't want to be with this person or have kids with them in the future.
Yeah.
So it was always something that I wanted. Mike obviously didn't want to have kids or get married or any of that. And so I'm very like pleased and happy that this ended up happening.
Damn.
Even though it wasn't planned, it was not planned.
And we're not talking about the dad. I don't know. I don't know whatsoever. But
it's me.
Yeah.
it's you, Harry.
It's me. Yeah. Hey guys, so I'm actually the dad. This is why she's here to talk about it. The Mike's fans will drag me. I have to be so careful.
Is it you though?
No, it's not me.
Promise?
Why are you looking at me like that? No, it isn't.
Should I just tell people that it's Harry so they quit asking?
Stop.
They're not going to believe you even if you say no.
Yeah,
I mean, we did hang out around the time that I conceived.
No. That didn't happen. Nothing. Shit.
You guys would make a great looking baby, just saying.
Do you think?
I mean, you're both beautiful people.
I feel like its nose would be too small, though, because we both have, like, really, like, turned up noses.
Really? Oh, yeah, we do, too. I feel like that's we shouldn't be talking about
it. Is your nose all natural? Is that your real nose?
Yeah, apparently. Someone asked me, they said, hey, have you had a nose job? I was like, no, yeah. I thought my nose was wonky because it's been broken so many times.
No, you have a really nice nose.
Oh, bless.
For a guy, it's a little feminine, having, like, the turned up.
Okay.
But
okay, watch me come get, like, a little witch nose. Has the dad got a good nose? Is he got a nice nose?
He's pretty attractive, yeah.
Damn. Are you excited for the baby? Is he going to be like a superhuman?
I think the baby will have great genetics.
Damn. And do you know the gender? It's too early.
I think it's a girl.
Yeah.
I'm actually in 4 days. I'm doing the gender test.
It's been that long?
So I'm almost... So there's two different things. There's fetal age and then there's gestational age. Mm. Pregnancy is measured by gestational age, which adds like 2 weeks on to your conception date. So right now... I'm about to be 10 weeks.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Did you know when you got pregnant? Like, you were like, oh shit, like there's something in there.
No, no. It was so random. Actually, I was told by a psychic that I was pregnant, which
no
is
way.
The most crazy. I swear to God. For my friend's birthday, we were in New York. We went to Carbone. Around the corner, there was a psychic. I was like, oh, that'll be fun. Let me go in there. I did a tarot card reading. It was my first one ever. And she told me either you or someone close to you is pregnant right now. And so I went home, took a pregnancy test, found out that I was pregnant.
Damn. And what was your first reaction?
I went and told my friends and they were like, oh my God, it's okay, sweetie, don't cry. And I was like, I'm so happy right now.
That's wild.
My friends were more upset than me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, and with your body, like with the changes and stuff that started happening, what have you noticed? What's been the most like drastic change? apart from your like boobs, but like has your head mood been crazy, or like have are you more hungry?
I've been eating a lot.
Really?
Yeah. So the boobs also, I feel like it's sort of settled down now, but at first I had the worst brain fog. I did an episode when I first got back on my podcast and I was like, the way that I'm talking in this episode is not how I usually speak. I sounded like I only had one brain cell, just saying and like so many spaces in between. It was so bad, but it's a known thing that happens to pregnant women.
That's crazy. Yeah, my sister just had her baby little boy called Rio. He's a little legend. He's got a nice little nose as well.
Happened on my birthday. I want to see what your sister looks like.
She's a little sweetheart. I'll show you after.
Wait, but the birth was on your birthday?
Yeah, I was drunk in Tulum because the baby was meant to be like...
Wait, this year?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, it just happened. And she's kind of got a bit of a similar story to you. Like she's tried and there's been a couple of complications.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of like a miracle baby that happened. And I was crazy because I'm drunk on the table in Tulum, like spraying people in the face with champagne. And I get the text like, hey, we've... I'm healthy, just had a beautiful baby boy.
Aww.
And I was like, I started crying. Like I was so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Like the amount of like effort and how much love and energy she's put into having this kid. And I know how much it meant to her. So I was like, so excited. But for
have you met him yet?
I met him on FaceTime. He's a little legend. I'm going to be the worst uncle.
It's so strange. When my sister had a baby, I just remember going to see it. And I was like, I cannot believe this living thing came out of her. Like, it was just unfathomable.
I freak out when I see kids because I'm like, damn, you just have so much life. And like, what is to come is just like, it hurts my brain. Like sometimes like I can't look at kids in the, like little babies in the eye. Cause I'm like, you just have so much shit that's coming. And it's just crazy to think that like, I was there at one point just being like a little like, eh.
I mean, I think it's amazing though how innocently they see the world and just to go back to being a kid and feeling that way and be so carefree.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I remember being a little kid and like everyone was just so huge and I was like, damn, I can't wait to be that big. And now I'm like, it's a big giant.
You're really, so how soon did you find out that you were going to be like really tall? Cause you're 6'5", right?
I just kept having like growing pains. Did you ever get those?
I'm short, Harry. Oh, I'm like 5'5".
Well, I don't know because every time when I was like young, I would grow up and I have like sore knees and I'd be like,
really?
I'd have to like, I would cry in the middle of the night and I'd have to cry to my mom's bed and we just didn't know what to do. So she just fed me bananas and stuff. It'd be like one in the morning.
Is that an Australian thing?
Yeah,
you're like a little baby monkey.
Yeah, no, because I was like, what do I do? Mom would just feed me bananas and like give me like these like weird pills that didn't do anything, but I'd just be crying in so much pain.
Wait, pills?
Yeah,
like,
what?
Was it like, so that you quit growing?
No. It was just like to help like the pain. Because the pain was so bad that it would wake me up in my sleep and I'd be crying and like it would hurt to walk.
I've never had a growing pain in my whole life.
Really?
I'm 5'9".
You guys are lucky. You guys are lucky. It was the worst ever. But I want to ask, like, do you get, like, morning sickness? Like, you're waking up, like, vomiting or, like, is that... I don't know anything about this. I have to prepare for when I get someone pregnant.
So, you know, it's actually funny. They say the dad sometimes can have symptoms, too.
Really?
Yes. It's a known thing.
Damn.
I forgot what it's called, but...
Regret, I think, is what they call it.
No. Men literally have the same symptoms as women sometimes when they get a woman pregnant. And so that's how they say some men know. That they, like, say they had, like, a one-night stand, and then they start having weird symptoms. That's how they know sometimes before the woman knows that she's pregnant.
Sometimes after a big night, I do tend to vomit in the morning. So maybe that was actually morning sickness.
Oh, my God. Got a kid out there.
That's what you call your alcoholism?
Yeah.
It was just morning sickness. Yeah,
don't worry about it, babe.
It's morning sickness.
We'll get through this. Yeah, little Diego's, like, running around, like, where's Harry? But, so, are you more excited to have a girl or a boy? Like, you don't care?
Okay, so I'm having a gender reveal party on the 26th, and I'm the only one who's going to know beforehand what the gender is because I really want a girl, and I know if I'm surprised, we're also live streaming my gender reveal party.
Wow.
So there's just no way that I can find out right on the spot. To everyone else, it's going to be a surprise, but I will probably have a mental breakdown if it's a boy.
Really?
Yeah.
But also, I saw you getting like a little bit of heat online as well. What's going on there? People giving you shit?
Yeah, so I suppose I'm not allowed to have children and I won't be a good mother because I did porn when I was 19.
That's ridiculous.
It's insane. It's misogynistic. It's sexist. And also a lot of people I just don't really understand because I've been retired for 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
I also was 19 when I made that decision.
Yeah.
And there's a lot that like goes into play why I ended up doing that.
Yeah.
And so I just think it's really messed up for people to keep putting that on me, especially with all the work that I've done to rebrand and to become the person that I am today.
Yeah.
And so for people to keep dragging me back into that, I just think it's a little unfair and messed up.
Yeah. Well, you do a fair bit. Like you have, like, I remember when me and Mike were hanging out, he was telling me about like the businesses that you own. Like you do a lot of stuff and it's,
I do a lot. None of my income is reliant on anything adult anymore. And it has been like that for the past year.
And you're super young. You're 24, yeah?
Yeah, I'm 24.
How crazy is that? Like, are you worried about the kid, like, seeing any of this stuff? Or, like, getting, you know, people maybe saying stuff when it's growing up? Or
absolutely not.
Yeah?
Because if you think about it, I've been retired for, what, 3 to 4 years?
Yeah.
And I have already done such a great job rebranding. I've made it farther than anyone else who has tried to do so. And so how old, like, what's that, like 10 to 15 years from now when I would have to deal with that?
Oh, true.
I just do not think, I think, you know, I'll be looked at in a completely different way. And also women who have participated in OnlyFans or sex industries, I think there will be a lot more respect for them in the future. And just the way that the social climate has been changing with everything. There's so many things nowadays that people were allowed to say 10 years ago that they're not allowed to say now. And I think these types of comments about women and sex workers will not be allowed in the future.
Damn, you're a little pioneer. It's crazy.
People want to call me a Karen, but been saying that I'm a Karen from my point of view on it, but I have every right to defend myself and I deserve respect.
They're just trolls. They're just sad people who would rip on anyone no matter what they do or what they did. You could have never done porn. They'd still be like, you shouldn't be a mother. You're a podcaster. It's like, they're just haters.
You can't win. Is your fan base being quite like supportive or...
It's honestly really hard. At first, when I made the initial pregnancy post, it was all great. Everything was wonderful. And then I'm not sure what happened. A couple of days in, all of a sudden, these memes were being made and these TikToks about just like about my body, the baby is going to come out like a water slide. Like, how immature is that?
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's stupid, but it's also like... They're just children, right? Like, it's probably just, like, 12-year-olds, like, behind a keyboard.
Yeah, I've clicked on a few of the profiles just to see who it's coming from. And a lot of it is kids. I'm like, wow, I did not realize that I had so many underage followers.
Yeah, that's just annoying. But it's like, it's played. Like, I remember, like, obviously my hate's probably, like, nowhere near as the level that you're probably getting at the moment or, like, the memes and stuff. But reading that stuff, it does suck. And it's like, why are you putting so much time and energy into creating something negative? Like, go get a job. Like, go work at McDonald's. Like, do something. It's bizarre. But moving forward, like, have you changed anything with your, like, daily life? Like, now that you know you're pregnant, like, I know you're definitely not going out at all. Or, like...
Yeah, obviously no drinking. Yeah. I could still go out and spend...
Apart from this.
Fuck off. They gave me a water that looks like a beer.
Everybody here, please clip this. She is drinking beer.
No,
she's pregnant drinking beer.
I never even drank beer before I was pregnant.
Really?
Yeah.
Hello, you little sausages, you little sex symbols. We're back with our... With a little sponsor. So I want to give a quick shout out to Liquid IV. I have personally used Liquid IV the past couple weeks. So if you're a little bit confused about what that is, it's a nice little stick, a nice little satchel that you whack into your drink. Liquid IV is packed with 5 essential vitamins. This has got more vitamin C than your average orange. And has as much potassium as a banana. It's got all the good stuff to get you up, get you moving in the morning. It's for athletes, for people who want to get started, kick their day off. You can have it before a workout, or you can have it anytime throughout the day. But the most important thing about Liquid IV is they have a give back mission. They're on a mission to change the world, and this is why we really fuck with them over here. The company is donating 4 million servings in response to COVID-19. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks. If you are feeling like you want to try something new and you want to get up in the morning first thing before a workout and you want to just smash yourself with those daily vitamins so you feel good, you're a little bit more hydrated, and you just hit the ground running. Maybe you had a bit of a big night, bit of a big bender in Miami and you want a hangover cure. Smack one of these in. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off using promo code TAPIN at liquidiv.com. But though, what like changes have you done like for people kind of starting to expect or trying to prepare for having a kid? Like, are you doing more research? Are you sitting down watching podcasts about becoming a mother, or are you just like, you know, I'm going to wing it and I know how I should feel?
So I already have a nursery at my house in Chicago from when I was trying to have a baby before. Wow. I've already done a ton of research and just, I don't know, it's just, you know, you start taking prenatal yeah. vitamins, you stay away from any toxins. I do try to eat really healthy. However, yeah. I have been eating so much and I'm like, I need to stop.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. I couldn't imagine like how much, because I eat so much already. Like, I couldn't imagine like sitting down and having like, think about another human in here.
Yeah.
It's wild. So
it's confusing because it's like, should I eat more? Even though technically you don't have to, you yeah. only need to consume 300 calories more to feed the child.
But it's going to be big then if it's already growing like crazy. Maybe it's going to be a little man. Little
no, boy. It better be a girl.
I'm rooting for it. I want to be Uncle Harry.
No, it better be a girl. Well, I'll be the Olivia's, worst.
You mean
Olivia's
Daddy
the
Harry.
Godmom. Look, so yeah. Don't, you heard it here. Harry's agree. The dad.
No. I'm going to get like the most aggressive FaceTime from Mike.
No, he's like in Mexico right now having so much fun. He doesn't care.
He's having a good time. Do you guys talk at all? No.
We talk sporadically. Since I found out that I was pregnant, it's sort of caused like a rift. I think yeah, it's hard for him.
For sure.
So I just respect that, and yeah. if he wants to be friends or he wants to see each other, that's fine.
And you and the dad are close. You're just keeping that private. That's
I'm just keeping it private because people yeah. are always going to have opinions, yeah. and it's an opinion that I don't want or need.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like when I was trying to explain with my ex when we were trying to figure it out, I was like, a relationship is between two people, mm-hmm. and then when you bring it on the internet and whatnot, then they get their energy involved, and you just don't need that. Like put on. Mm-hmm. Like what's going on? It's just like when you're trying to, I guess when I started doing like TV shows and stuff, and I'd be like, oh, I'm going to go on this show, and I get mm-hmm. excited about it, tell my friends, and then they put their energy into it. Like maybe they're not good people or they're yeah. jealous, and it like ruins it.
Yeah.
So now I've started to learn that like the best thing to do is just to keep it to yourself until it's like done and ready to move forward. But so you and the dad, everything's all good. You guys are sweet. Is he going to be involved in the kid's life, or you're just like, I'm gonna be solo?
Yeah, those details are, I just don't really want to yeah. discuss, and okay. everything's always subject to change. True. So I don't really know.
I feel like you're gonna be a great mom. Yeah. I feel like you're gonna do amazing things.
Yeah, to be honest, regardless of anything with yeah. a dad or with having a partner, I'm 100% good
yeah.
with myself on my own, or something that I even considered before this,
yeah.
finding a surrogate and buying sperm
yeah.
because I knew that I wanted to have kids. I just want to have one girl. That's all that I've wanted my entire life.
Wow.
And so it's a journey that I want to go on regardless.
Damn, it's so exciting. But Your story. So when did you kind of get to LA? I remember I watched a little bit of it on Impulsive Podcast when mm-hmm. you went on there. But so when did you first move out to LA? Because I'm legit, like, actually shocked you're so young. Like, in my age, it's crazy.
Yeah, everyone thinks I'm like almost 30 because I think it's the way that I carry
you
myself
carry yourself,
and
like,
also
very
just how long I've been around.
Yeah. Well. No, but you carry yourself like very mature, like, and you're very like, I feel like you're very smart with like how you talk and like talk to people as well. And also you're telling me like you only hang out with like dudes that are like 30 and stuff
yeah.
like that. So maybe
I did tell you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's where it kind of come from. But when did you move to LA? Like when did this like whole social media and like mm-hmm. That world like kick off for you?
Yeah, so I've been living here on and off since 19. Originally, I was flown here to shoot porn by an agent. I was in that industry for, I would say, a total of 8 months
yeah.
on and off in 4-month increments.
Wow.
And then I met a YouTuber towards the end of it, not any that I associate with now, so not Logan, not Mike. It was someone who was connected to like Jake Paul and Team 10, but I don't think he was in Team 10. And I had no idea. I didn't even have an Instagram. I had no idea what being an influencer was.
Yeah.
And he was basically explaining to me, I'm making $15,000 to post a picture with a Jeep on my Instagram. I was like, wow, I get paid $1,200 to do this disgusting sex scene. Why the fuck am I doing this?
Wow.
And so after seeing the difference, I completely withdrew from porn. I was like, I'm going to do what he's doing. And I just focused on building my Instagram. I would ask anyone, everyone, please take pictures of me. And the algorithm really picked me up and my Instagram just blew up. And then that's actually what made me number one on Pornhub as well, was from growing my Instagram.
So it's just from bettering your social media presence. It wasn't from doing more scenes.
Mm-hmm. No, I had already quit for a year before that happened.
No way.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that, is that I built my Instagram and then people were like, oh, wow, there's this hot girl on Instagram and I can also watch her here. So then it drove traffic to that.
Wow.
The mainstream attention is 1,000 times more powerful than being seen by hundreds of people on Pornhub.
Yeah. And did you get paid more money from Pornhub from those views going up, or was it just a contract type thing?
So Pornhub, a lot of the videos I have no rights over. Damn. Otherwise, I probably would have deleted them all by now.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's tough. Do you regret any of that stuff?
I do. I honestly tell people if I could go back, I would give up everything to have my dignity and respect back and for people to not be able to see me in that way.
Wow. Hectic. That's wow. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're feeling a little bit sad, if you're feeling a little bit down, if you just need someone to talk to, if you need a therapist, BetterHelp is here. We spoke about them in our podcast where I was talking about my friend Tavita, who unfortunately passed. But we're here, we're back at it, and we're here to just give you a nice little promo code and a little bit more of a rundown of what goes on at BetterHelp. So it's pretty much what happens is once you go over to BetterHelp, they assess your needs and they match you with your own licensed personal therapist. And you can have help within 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's just professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in some areas. The service is available for anyone worldwide. So wherever you are, you could be sitting on the Great Wall of China, you could be in the middle of Australia. If you have access to internet, you can have access to a therapist and someone who can help you and make sure that everything is going to be okay and just be, a phone call away or a message away. You'll get timely, thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. So you won't have to sit in uncomfortable waiting rooms as traditional therapy does. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if need be. They've currently helped over a million people. So over a million people have taken the step in the right direction to look after their mental health and just have someone to talk to, vent to, get these thoughts and feelings out and off their shoulders, get that weight released. So if you need help, if you want to go over there and check it out, visit betterhelp.com. So that is betterhelp.com/tapin and you get 10% off your first month. So there's a little bit of a promo for you and a little bit of incentive to go and focus on your mental health and getting up here sorted, because that's what keeps us going. So go talk to someone. Join over a million people who are taking charge of their mental health with help of an experienced professional. For the young girls out there, people just turning 18, because Bad Baby turned 18, she went straight on OnlyFans. And a lot of these girls that are diving headfirst into that realm and into that lifestyle. Do you have any advice for them? Is there anything you would say to a younger Amara?
Mm-hmm. So I feel differently about OnlyFans and content created by girls individually. Yeah. A lot of the issues with the sex industry is professional porn, because it's led by agents who are 40, 50-year-old men, and they're very manipulative of young 18, 19-year-old girls. So I personally have an issue with professional porn, not independent content creation, what you see on OnlyFans, Patreon, or any of those platforms. I, however, do think when it comes to age that people should not be able to participate in professional porn until maybe over 21, even later, because I don't think you're emotionally mature enough or have the thought process to think things through fully at that age.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, because I know when I was 18, I thought I was invincible. I was running around the world being a dickhead, getting drunk all the time. And I had wasn't even thinking about the future me or caring about anything like that. So it's very true, though. A lot of at that age, you don't really think too much about maybe your 5-year plan. Now I'm thinking about who am I going to be in 10 years. Mm-hmm. There's so much going on here.
Does that make you rethink your OnlyFans account right now?
Oh, wait, no. You have an OnlyFans, Harry?
Yeah, number one male earner in the world.
What do you post on your OnlyFans?
I'm just beating my meat. No, I'm just
joking. I'm not.
It's us doing
me.
Gay porn yes, together.
Yes, yeah, just me and him. Yeah, no, sex tapes, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, you're joking.
I'm honest. I can show you right now.
Show me.
No, I'm joking.
What do you post?
No, it's just...
Just like dick outline?
Yeah, that type
pictures?
Of
thing. It's just a way to connect more intimately with his fans.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's like followers. A sexy fan page.
Yeah, it's pretty much just like... Because I try and reply to every comment, and it's hard when there's like 1,000 comments.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I can't be here all day. Like, I actually have to do work.
Yeah.
So I just found like that was the better way to connect with people and like talk to people like...
Yeah, and why not capitalize on it? Everyone is doing it now.
Yeah.
And so it just, a lot of accounts aren't nude. It just makes sense to have one. Why would you miss out on making money?
Yeah. See, Corinna just did one.
Right. I think I saw that on her story.
Yeah.
But
I think it's been leaked and like everyone's like annoyed and disappointed.
Does she do nudes or?
I don't think so. I don't know. I personally haven't subscribed yet. Mm-hmm. But I was reading an article where they said it's been like leaked on Reddit and other forums and stuff like that, and people kind of like upset because also I feel like with OnlyFans, like people have like a very obscure like thought of what it's going to be like, mm-hmm. full on, like it's your favorite Instagram model just getting fucked. Like it's not it, like people aren't really like,
no, I know a lot of comedians that start OnlyFans accounts now because Instagram and TikTok and all these social media platforms are so trigger happy to remove content that maybe says the F word or something a little scandalous, so they'll take it down. So now comedians are starting OnlyFans to just release their jokes because they're adult jokes, stuff like that.
Damn. Yeah. So it's
changing.
There's Patreon as well. I think.
Yeah, and Patreon as
well. That's
it
also
has,
like a cleaner version.
I feel that Patreon has less of a stigma. So OnlyFans does have a really harsh stigma behind it, like you said, where people just assume you're getting fucked on your OnlyFans.
Yeah.
You're supposed to post full nudes. That's why I kind of like girls like Bella Thorne or girls like Corinna joining OnlyFans and not posting nudes because it sort of changes...
that stigma.
Yeah, it sort of changes it and also makes it okay for other girls who don't want to post nudes anymore to post more PG content.
Well, I feel bad for the girls that don't really have followers because I was talking to one of my friends who helps like... manage like and get like traffic to this girl's page. She's got like 3,000 followers, but she's going like hectic on there. And I said to him, I was like, yo, I don't think you guys need to be doing that. Like, she seems lovely. Like, I don't think you need to be going that crazy, like doing that type of content right away. And he's like, oh, it's a big difference because like you like, you're Harry and we only have like 3,000 followers. I was like, yeah, but I think you should think about it more.
Not necessarily. So just from looking at things, the best conversion for OnlyFans is not promoting it on your Instagram or on your Twitter or your social media. That will only get you so far. The best conversion is actually buying shout outs within the app or within the website from other creators who have a large following.
Yeah.
So it's totally possible to become really successful on there and make lots of money without having a huge fan base outside, because the best conversion's actually within app shoutouts.
Damn, I didn't even think of that. Do you think OnlyFans is going to be around for a while, or do you think it's going to die out in a couple of years?
There's always like a new platform. There's always a new platform, and as you've probably heard, there's tons of companies that are trying to overtake OnlyFans and build their own OnlyFans. But like what, like a year and a half ago, premium Snapchat was the hot thing, and now over the past year and a half, it's become OnlyFans. So something else could take over, but there's always going to be something needed in that space.
Yeah. Damn, are you currently single? No, you're not going to say.
Yeah, I just don't want to share that information.
Well, okay. As a young man, what do you appreciate that? Because I know there's probably a lot of guys watching, a lot of guys like tuning in, tapping into this, if you will. And I like to try and like figure out like what do people do right. So say if there's like a young Lana or Amara out there, and a young guy that wants to impress her.
Wait, why can't they be old? You know,
yeah,
I like,
or a 31
you know,
year old.
I like old men.
Yeah,
old
producer or something.
Or Ari, what's something that a guy can do to impress you, or like what's the most like
attractive
attribute? Trait? Yeah, I mean trait.
Treat.
Yeah, treat.
So for me, there's one thing that I can't overlook when it comes to physical. It's height.
Yeah, it's a bit hard to overlook it, especially when they're. Huh? Up in front of you. Oh, you said there. Oh, was that 5'9"?
Sorry.
Yeah.
You already told me your height, so yeah. You're off limits. So I have physical attributes that I like. Obviously, I'm going to go for someone who has those attributes first.
Yeah.
But I will not sleep with someone. I will not date someone if they don't also have the mental component. For me, I look for someone who has, it's weird, but someone who has a really good vocabulary, someone who I can talk about like certain topics with.
Yeah.
If someone isn't able to discuss things that I'm interested in or just has no idea what I'm talking about, then I cannot date them or be attracted to them. So for me, I'm very, very picky. It's mental and physical.
What about in the bedroom? Let's kick things off. What's something that makes your toes curl?
I like people who are really comfortable with their own sexuality, who aren't afraid to ask for what they want to do. I love having new experiences. So, like, I had this one guy that was like, eat my ass and finger my ass on the first date. Or the first time hooking up. And for me, that was just so hot that he was so comfortable asking for that.
Right away.
Yeah.
Straight off the bat.
I'm like, come on. Like, my exes, I had to beg them for a year before they let me stick a finger in their ass.
And you enjoy that?
Is it
like a dominant thing? Are you more dominant?
Not really. Yeah. I just like feeling like I like pleasing the guy and like I like doing, I guess, sort of taboo things.
Damn, see, I couldn't imagine a finger in my ass. Like, I feel like I'm afraid of that because I'm like, I'm the same as
you.
Have
you done it?
Put a finger in my bum?
Yeah.
Nah,
or a girl has a girl put a finger in your bum? Or a guy?
No.
Or your own finger.
I did venture down there one time when I was at university. I had a leg up in the shower and I was like,
just
you know what?
Just to see what it was all about.
Yeah, I'm going to see what the hype is about. But I also didn't have any lube. It was like water. And I was like, eh. I was also just more weirded out by myself. Like, because I was like thinking, I was like, if someone was looking through the window right now, what would they think that I'm trying to do? And I'm like in university trying to figure myself out. And I was like, this is probably not the right time to stick a finger in my ass.
Oh my God.
I feel like later on.
See, that's the issue is that people feel guilty or men feel guilty about letting things go in their butthole because they think that it's gay. And it's just not unless you're literally another man is sticking his finger or something else in your butt, then it's not gay. It's heterosexual if it's with a woman or yourself.
I'm just more afraid because I'm like, I'm the same as you. Like, I'd rather it be about them. Like, I'd rather sit there and put my finger in her bum.
Yeah.
Or like lick her asshole instead of.
So you're a giver.
Yeah. I try my best. But I think there's some situation. Well, I guess it comes on the, like, it's situational is what I'm trying to say. Because, like, some people I'm just, like, deathly, like, actually, like, I need to take a step back because I just don't understand. But
wait, sorry, what do you mean by that?
I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that.
Explain.
I don't know where I was going.
What's an example?
There's just some people that have, like, that energy and you're just like, you know what, like, I'm way too nervous.
You're scared?
Some people, I have been scared in situations, yeah.
Really? Like, what?
Like, I don't know. Like, I've just been, like, laying there. I'm like, actually, I'm afraid of.
You're afraid of the girl?
Well, I'm not afraid. I'm just, like. I just feel like you have more dominant energy.
Intimidated.
You have more dominant energy than me, so I'm just going to like.
You got to break out of your shell, Harry.
Yeah, I need to fucking put a carrot up my ass and run around my kitchen squeaking.
Do it on your OnlyFans. I'm sure you would make a lot.
I just don't know if that's what. Like, I just. For me personally, I just don't know if going around there is like. Like, I started shaving it, and then I was like, you know what? I just don't want to prepare for in case someone goes down there, so I want them to be like scared. I want it to look like a little spider.
I'm sure you've had it eaten though, right?
I did, and life-changing. Having your ass eaten is life-changing. I've only ever had one girl do it, and because she wouldn't take no for an answer. She's like, no, fuck you. And I was like, oh, whatever. I was drunk. I was like, let's go back there, and that was crazy. If you haven't had your ass eaten, you need to try it. Like, it's bizarre, but just don't get fingered. I feel like fingered's scary.
No, I think if she's eating it, it's already nice and lubed up. She can just pop her thumb in there.
The thumb, straight to the thumb. The thumb. Maybe warm up with the index or something.
Because those are longer in your nail, like girls have nails. I just feel like the thumb is more comfortable. Damn. Like, wouldn't you want something shorter in there? It's not necessarily about, like, come on. Like, you take shits bigger than
you this. You probably wouldn't even know which one it was. If no one told you, if your eyes were closed, you'd be like, a finger's a finger.
Yeah.
She'll just tell her friends afterwards that it was a thumb.
Yeah, see, but, like, what are you doing back there? Are you just, like, thumbing, licking, and then beating him off? Or, like, what's the vibe?
Yeah, so I suppose it depends on, like, his comfortability. You could just, like, put the thumb in there and just leave it in there and then take care of the front.
Are you, like, going in and out, or is it...
Like, I mean, it depends. Like, if it's really, like, something the guy isn't used to, then I probably would not just, like, finger pop him right away. That would be super uncomfortable.
But for you, though, like, what's something in the bedroom that is, like, the most attractive thing or what you enjoy the most, apart from popping someone?
It's really boring, but I only like missionary position.
Really?
You only like it, or that's your favorite?
I'll do the other positions, but they don't feel like, just doesn't feel good. I would just do missionary all the time if I could.
Are you like a soul stare? Like, are you staring into their eyes, like, and like moaning? Or are you
what do you think?
Put their head in your shoulder and just like wrap around like a little monkey.
All of it. But I do really like eye contact.
Yeah.
I talk about it all the time. I'm a huge eye contact person.
So they're staring in your eyes, they're holding your head, like cradling you and just slamming away. I'm just trying to get a good picture here.
Slamming?
She likes making love. Jeez. Eye contact. She likes to make love to a man.
It's not just that. I think it's the way that my anatomy is.
Yeah.
That missionary position feels better for me. I can feel more sensation in that position. Doggy, I don't feel that much.
Damn.
I think it's just not going, like, it's not angled towards the right spot or something. Cowgirl's not that bad, but missionary is the best.
Wow. There we go, guys. Just stay plain and simple. Missionary. Don't do anything crazy. Don't need to go wild.
Nice and simple.
Yeah. That's what. Nice and slow? Or are we like a little jackhammer motion? What do we enjoy?
It depends on the mood.
Do we like being choked? Slapped a little bit?
Choking's fine. I don't like slapping or hair pulling.
Yeah. See, I've learned this that I've been doing. I choke from the back.
Oh, that's hot.
Is that even choking?
Yeah. Well, it's...
Wait, or is that like a neck massage?
It's like this, right?
Yeah, because you come around from behind because you're like holding their head, like kind of cradling them. But like from the back, because that's where the nerves are down that side. Like on here, like, okay, like you wanted to black out. Like you don't want to be like fucking a corpse. Like that's ridiculous. Like you don't want to be completely gone. But if you want to hit the nerves that like trigger the brain thing that was meant to happen when you're choking them, and that's
what brain thing?
So when you're like, because that's what you're choking on the side is like you're meant to be hitting these nerves, and then if you hold it long enough while you're having sex, it like.
Yeah, well, I think that's something that you should mention. So a lot of guys are like, oh, she told me to choke her, and they just go straight on, like jamming her throat in like that. And it's like, that's not comfortable. You're actually going to kill me.
Yeah.
It's like squeezing on the sides, right? No,
light choking.
Yeah.
I'm simulating usually what choking. Girls want.
Yeah, that's the thing is like, we don't want to like put the palm in the thing so they can't breathe because they're going to die. Okay, so you moved to LA, 19 years old, fresh, and you're like, you know, I'm going to start being an influencer. Has that always been your end goal? Like, are you obviously a business owner now? Like, where do you see yourself in like 5 years?
So obviously I'm having the baby we talked about.
Yeah.
I think, I want to move more into, I already have a couple businesses like I do or collabs with other businesses. Like I have my own lingerie line through Yandy, which is huge.
Can you send me some?
It is actually unisex.
I want to look good in it. Oh, it is unisex?
Wait, what?
You can
What's
wear
unisex
OnlyFans.
Lingerie?
Yeah.
So what is it that? It looks like it's for women, but the brand Yandy, they're all about inclusivity.
Oh, so they're saying guys, you can technically wear it. Yeah. But it looks like women's lingerie.
But your cock's going to hang to this.
There's pictures of men wearing it. Well, some of it's crotchless, so it could just hang out.
Oh, I've never seen that before.
I'll send you some. You should wear it on your OnlyFans.
Like, hey guys,
I'm wearing on the next episode of Tap Man.
Yeah,
like, just come in here with it.
Guess what I got on today? Pan the camera down, crotchless, it's hanging out.
This is Lana Rhodes, Yandy. Yeah, you can get it.
Swipe up.
Yeah,
sorry. after having the kid, well, like in your next 5 years with the kid by your side, like you want to focus more on business, or do you want to go into more like public speaking? Because I can't see you like obviously with your podcast and going in that sense, like being a bit of a spokesperson. Sorry,
a spokesperson.
Well, I feel like
for like, women, maybe.
Yeah.
We're not like a spokesperson. No. Like selling heart machines.
Yeah.
So. I actually am starting another business right now that's in clothing.
Yeah.
So I really enjoy like designing clothes, whether it's for me or for other companies. So that's something that I'm going into. I have my podcast. I started a few other businesses that I've actually sold to bigger companies.
Nice.
One thing that I do want to do, so only I've talked about this like a few times. I went to prison when I was a juvenile.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
Do I have chocolate on my face?
No, no, you're good. Oh. Smile? No, you're good, you're good, you're good.
Why is it funny that I went to prison?
No, I just did not see that coming.
Yeah, you're caught off guard.
Yeah, I'm like, when did you get, I can't see you in prison.
I've done a lot of things, okay, throughout
really?
My lifetime, yeah. I have tons of life experience. So I went to prison for a year when I was from 16 to 17.
What did you do?
Well, I'm from Chicago, so it's...
What is that going to do with it? Chirac?
People,
you shooting
yeah.
people?
No, I wasn't shooting people.
Did you shoot
but no, so I was like guilty by association. I had a boyfriend and in Chicago, because the gang violence is so bad, if you are with people who are committing crimes and there's more than four people, you're all charged as the same thing.
No way.
Yeah. Under some gang act. So
you're technically in a gang.
I was not in a gang. If it's four more people committing a crime in Chicago, you all get charged together.
And what was the crime? What did you do? What did he do?
Yeah, so I technically did not benefit off of anything. They were just robbing houses, stealing things, and I was just along for the ride. I got charged. I spent a year in prison as a juvenile. I was supposed to be there up until 21 years old.
Wait, so were you at the house when they were robbing it, like in the car, or were you just chilling at home and you knew about it?
So I never took anything, but...
Sounds like denial.
I was small. No, I never made a penny. I never made a penny off of it. I was small.
Those greedy.
I was the only girl. And so they would put me in the window and I would unlock the door for them to let them in.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So what so you went to prison. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it a juvenile prison or an adult prison?
So in Illinois, there's juvies, which is like the first. It's more like a holding center, a juvie is. And then there's a second step after that, which is a prison for people from technically 0 years old till 21. So you can go there up until 21 years of age. However, a lot of people are like, oh, like that sucks. You went to prison. It's one of the best things that ever happened to me because it set me, I feel, on a better path in my life. So speaking about what I want to do in the future, I want to go back to facilities like that and talk to young girls to help give guidance, because I feel like that's why I ended up in this situation was because I did not have guidance growing up.
Wow. That's awesome. I guess it's good to always, like, take a situation like that and be like, okay, no, you know what? Like, it didn't happen to me. It happened for me. Like, that's the best mindset to have.
Yeah.
What happened in prison? Did you shank anyone?
No.
You smile. You look guilty.
I had a couple girlfriends.
What?
So that was the first time that I was exposed to the town that I grew up in. There were no gay people or anything like that, or lesbians. And also a huge thing in prison is girls who they're not trans, but they're a little bit more than what would be considered a butch lesbian. Like, they shave their head. Yeah. They do call themselves guys. What did we call them? We called them studs in prison, but they never, you know, get out and do a sex change or anything like that. So I wouldn't say that they were trans, but half the women in prison end up converting to a stud. And then there's, you know, obviously the femme lesbians. And so being 16, I was never exposed to that. Yeah. So it was my first time being in that type of environment. And I remember I had a boyfriend when I went to prison and I was like, no, I don't like girls. But slowly, because everyone around you is engaging in lesbian contact and lesbian relationships, it just starts to become the norm. So I ended up getting into a few lesbian relationships.
That's awesome. And then
that's awesome.
That's exciting because you're open-minded, I guess.
It makes prison probably a lot more enjoyable than being alone.
Yeah, I would rather come in prison than not come in prison.
Well, that's what I think is interesting, though. It's if everyone else in the community around you is doing a certain thing or acting a certain way, everyone tends to convert to that way, at least while they're in that environment.
Who eats pussy better, women or men?
I never had sex. Like, I kissed girls in there. I would write them, like, little letters. Oh. Like, I had girlfriends.
Oh, wholesome.
Yeah.
No, I thought you were going like wild. Like,
no.
Scissor situation.
Sneak into each other's cells in the middle of the night.
Some girls would, but I never went that far.
Damn.
And you never got taken advantage of in prison, so that's good. Because, you know, prison's a rough and rugged place.
I was scared at first because the first day I went in, it was like, oh, it's a new girl. Let's see who can date her first. And I just...
Oh, I want to go to that prison. That sounds fun. Like, oh, I want to see if I can date her first. Not like, oh, I'm going to shank him in the leg and see if he can handle.
Oh, my God.
Like,
We did have some crazy violence, though. Like, we had riots, girls getting hit, like, attacks with the lunch trays, just, like, giant, like... fights.
Did you fight
hundreds
at all?
Of people? No, I would like pull people off of each other and be sort of that person in the fight, but I never swung hands on anyone. I would never hit another woman. I will hit men, but not women.
Wow.
Were you allowed to have conjugal visits? Is that the word?
No, conjugal? I was a child. I was a child.
Yeah, so like your mom or dad, were they allowed to visit you, your boyfriend at the time?
Isn't that like a sexual visit, a conjugal visit?
Is that what it is?
I've never heard of that word.
That is sexual.
She did say she likes vocabulary, so here he is using
words. I learned something because I saw conjugal visits in movies, which is normally sexual, but I thought that was just any visitor you get. Like, oh, my mom's visiting me for a conjugal visit.
So you can have, like, conjugal, so they come in and just, like, under the table.
What? No. Okay, so I don't think it's necessarily always has to be sexual, but it's if you have a husband, you can have a conjugal visit, or if you have children, which is when I think you get to spend a night or a weekend in a conjugal cabin. Or we didn't have those because it was a juvenile facility.
Did you have non-conjugal visits is what I meant to
ask.
Yeah,
my mom would come and see me.
And that's nice. What did your parents think about this stuff when it was going on? I guess they were probably a little bit angry or...
It was really upsetting. Yeah.
I can imagine. Did you tell your mom that you had girlfriends in there?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
They were fully against that stuff.
I wouldn't say she would be against it. It's just not a conversation that I would want to have with her.
Damn. Are you close to your parents?
Yeah.
Yeah? I don't know why.
I mean, not how often do you talk to your parents? I feel as like a 24-year-old, we don't really speak to our parents. I think it's just normal to have your own life at this age and not constantly be seeing or talking to your parents because you're so busy building your own life.
That's very true. Yeah, I think my dad hates me right now.
Really?
Why?
Yeah, I said some shit on a podcast and I was like, oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, no.
Just about him being a drunk idiot.
I remember that.
But I guess, my mom always checks in. Like, she's always like sending me photos of like the animals, like the horses and stuff. She's like, look.
Oh, that's such a mom thing.
She's so sweet.
You guys have horses?
Yeah, I grew up on a farm.
Where are you from?
This place called Yeppoon.
Where is that?
It's in central Queensland. So where were like the, you know when you watch
I completely blanked that you're from Australia. I was thinking you were going to say somewhere in the US. I would know where it was.
Did I just bring this?
No, you're good.
We're good. So it's like where all the bad stuff in Australia. So like your saltwater crocodiles, stingrays, like bird eating spiders, like all the bad stuff is where I grew up. I don't know
dingoes.
Why.
Dingoes?
Yeah, everything. They're like snatch people.
Did you ever get attacked by any wild animals as a child?
You have to be worried about kangaroos because they like break your ribs. Like they get on their little tail and they just smoke you. But they like at night as well. Like they just fucking clean up cars. Like they'll jump in the middle of the road and just.
I actually really like watching kangaroo versus man videos on YouTube.
They're hectic, huh?
Yeah,
they're, like, legit, like,
it's
boxing.
So fun.
Okay, so your podcast, Three Girls, One Kitchen.
Yes.
How's that going? You guys are on your second season now, yeah?
The second season. What season are you on? When did you start?
I don't know if we're doing seasons.
We're on one long season.
What a very long season. How do you do that? Do you meant to do seasons?
No.
I think just like, we want a break right now, and it just so happened to be we were at episode 20, so it's perfect. We're like, let's call it the end of the season.
Yeah, and how long do you want to keep doing that forever? Like, do you enjoy it?
I actually want to start a podcast by myself. Not that I don't love doing the ones with the girls. Mm. The topics are just sort of light for me. And
you want to get deep.
Yeah, so I want to talk about other things that I can't necessarily talk about with them.
Like what?
Sort of what I was talking about with who I'm interested in. Like, I'm very interested in philosophy and just deeper subjects. And so unless my co-hosts are also willing to read, you know, hundreds of books on these subjects, we just can't have a conversation about it.
Yeah, Ari reads 400 books a day.
Yeah, I'm really smart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually can't read.
I listen to audiobooks, too, if I'm being honest. I used to read a lot of books, but now I just don't have the attention span, but I'm always listening to something.
No, that's what I do. I listen to audiobooks. I can't, like, my brain, I don't know what it is, I just can't sit down and read. Like, I get so antsy because I have to keep moving.
So I started doing it to improve my vocabulary and my spelling. Yeah. Because I went to prison, I dropped out of school in eighth grade. Yeah. And wow. For the longest time, I thought everything was about how you look and, you know, that I could achieve everything in life through being beautiful and hot. So I focused on that for so long. And over maybe the past year, I've realized that's really not what's important. And so I've been working on educating myself and improving in that way.
I feel like looks can get you very far, though.
They can, but not...
Yeah, two beautiful people sitting there saying looks can't get you far.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's both, right? It's a balance. It's like being, of course, are there perks to being good looking?
Yeah.
I'm sure there are.
There's so many.
But there's also perks to being smart.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I don't have either.
There's hundreds of beautiful people, especially in LA.
Yeah.
And so I think it's the thing that it sets you, you know, apart is having that extra...
For a young person coming in this scene, in this city, like looking at the bright shining lights of LA, like, yo, I need to get out there and you know, focus on my dreams, stuff like that. What is something that you would want to warn, like a younger person that wants to get into this realm or this lifestyle out here? Like, is there any there's obviously a lot of downsides. Is there anything that you would wanted to know if you were just about to move to LA and get involved in like the social media world?
I don't think, obviously coming from a place of doing porn, it's hard for me to see downsides and just, you know, the social media game.
There's no downsides to porn?
No, porn, there's so many downsides. Oh. And so when you're speaking about people who want a career in social media, I'm like, it's kind of child's play to me.
True. Well, what about porn then? What if I wanted to be the next, like, Johnny Sims?
I tell everyone, so for, because of how sexist and misogynistic the world still is, a man doing porn is completely different than a woman doing porn. I'm sure they do deal with some sort of social stigma, but it's never going to be to the same degree that women have to deal with.
Yeah.
In porn, the downside is, one, some of the experiences are very unpleasant and traumatic. And the second downside, maybe the biggest one, is the social stigma behind it.
Do you get, like, when you started porn, did you get people, like, come up to you on the street and, like, say stuff? Or was it more, like, comment sections?
So where I am now, the reason why I currently live in LA, I own houses in Chicago and New York. I don't go to my house in Chicago because I have a neighbor who was pretty much harassed by the entire community. I live in like a really cute town and they just did not want me there. My neighbor would call the police on me every day because she said that she knew who I was and she would call them and say that I'm shooting porn at my house. I'm like, sweetheart, I've not shoot porn in years.
Damn.
And I was married at the time, not doing anything wrong. And so, yeah, you have to deal with a lot.
That's what a little Karen. Horrible. What a piece of shit.
Did that make you, so you said you're not living, you don't go there anymore. Are you going to sell that house? Are you renting it
out? I want to sell the house. Yeah. I'm just so busy. And it's like, I have to go there to get it ready to sell.
Yeah.
And I just have to do so much. I do want to buy a new house soon. So I probably do need to sell it.
Would you buy a new house in Chicago?
No. So it's just the community there is just not diverse enough. And I don't think even if you lived there, they would understand. Like, they do not understand celebrity, social media influencer, especially not sex worker, because they're just normal people who don't have that experience.
Damn.
Good pizza, though.
Really good pizza?
Good deep dish pizza.
Yeah, I love the pizza. I always say that their pizza is better than Connecticut's.
Yeah, they go good gangs out there as well. And great prisons, by the sound of it.
Gangs, lesbian prisons.
I'm jealous. Like, that's crazy. Imagine walking to a prison, like, oh, who's going to date her first? I'd be like, fuck yeah.
I've always been wanting to get sent to a lesbian prison.
Do you want to be called Amara? Do you want people to refer to you as Amara forever? Or
I personally don't really care,
you don't care
about that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's better for my career to just stick with Lana Rhodes because I'm still always going to be seen the same way unless I rebrand it myself, so the name doesn't really matter. It's irrelevant.
Okay, perfect. Well, okay. Any parting messages? Enjoy getting thumbs up your ass. don't do porn right away. Wait till you're 21. Get excited about getting pregnant.
Harry's the dad.
I'm gonna get in so much trouble when you say that.
It wouldn't surprise me, is all I'm saying. What? Even though I know you guys have never slept together or been together,
but we did hang out like a week after I conceived or less,
but
so it's very plausible.
Nothing happened.
Yeah,
but Harry has so much juice to him that I feel like you could impregnate women without being with them.
Honestly, yes. Do you think you're very fertile?
Yeah, I feel like I've got super sperm. I'm actually excited to be a dad. Like, I was talking about this. I think we had that conversation at some point where I was like, actually.
Really?
Maybe we were drunk because it was at Tanner's.
Remember? Yeah.
We actually spoke about
yeah,
a lot of shit.
Yeah, it was before I knew that I was pregnant, so I was still drinking.
Yeah. Well before. But no, I was like, I actually feel like I'd love to have a little kid, like a little rugrat, and like take care of it. And like, I feel like that'd be fun, have my little like mans beside me.
A mini Harry or a mini Francesca?
She is not having my kids ever. I will not have kids with her. There's no chance we'll have sex ever again. There's no way.
I've heard that before.
No, I just, I also know.
She's pretty hot.
She's stunning.
She pops up on my TikTok all the time. I'm like, she's so hot.
She's gorgeous. She's great. She's awesome. But I just feel like the kids probably won't look that good because I want blue eyes. I have to have a blue eyed kid.
Really?
I have to have a blue eyed kid.
Or else you'll put them up for adoption.
Yeah, or else I'll be like, yeah, go away. Figure it out. No, I just feel like that's the type of kid I'd want. I want to be like blue eyes and like nice and tall. And like
height.
Because I grew up, bright blue eyes and like blonde hair, blonde curly hair. Like that's what I was like, I feel like that would, if I had a little legend like that running around, be sick. It'd be a little vibe. But anyway, I'm trying to wrap this up. We're going to be in trouble now. Francesca will clip this and I'll get,
you know,
she's like, oh, she said it was hot, huh? No, she'll get angry at me about anything. Anyway. Any final party messages? Where can people find you? What do you want the people to know? Apart from us never having sex, I'm not actually the dad.
I feel like we've covered so much. Yeah. Thank you for having me. Obviously, go watch my podcast.
Yep.
Three
Girls, One Kitchen.
3G, 1K. Yeah.
And then where can people find it? Lana. Oh,
it's just my name. Just Google me. Don't click on the porn. Click on my Instagram, my YouTube, something
report
like that.
Report the porn. We need to take it.
Yeah, report the porn.
Report it all. And yeah, thank you so much. And I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm excited for the little bub. I can't wait to be an uncle.
Aww.
That would be the worst uncle.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, if you enjoyed it, drop a comment. 5 stars. Send us some titty pics. We love you. Goodbye. Thank you so much.